You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books Survivor Series Edition. I am your host, the mayor of Rawltown, not to be confused with Slamtown, Ryan Knightsey. And with me, as always, is the head honcho of SmackDown Live-O. Anyways, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm a survivor. I'm a go-get.
No, continue. Continue, but add in more wrestling pun.
I'm a survivor. It's not another pay-per-view.
I'm a survivor, not TLC or I'm Destiny's Child, not TLC or
it's Survivor Series. Me and Ryan, this is a pay-per-view where instead of me and Ryan working collaboratively to make an awesome card, we are actively feuding at this one.
Correct. If you remember our Money in the Bank pay-per-view, we've done a little bit of changes since then, refined it a little bit. Like every other pay-per-view, if you are a new listener, what we do every single week on this show, on this program, of course, thank you for listening, is that we, every single Friday, we have an episode where we book our own version of Raw and SmackDown. It's every single gosh dang week. And here today is our pay-per-view special of Survivor Series. Like Mikey said, typically we booked together, but now we are going head to head. We got a bunch of dice in front of us going, you know, role playing, dice rolling style here. It's Survivor Series. I'm on Raw. He's on SmackDown. It's the first time we've done this brand versus brand thing here, Mike.
Yeah.
And
not the first time we've done Survivor Series, but the first time we've done Survivor Series where we're going head to head.
Exactly. And instead of, you know, I think it's fair to say both of us want a lot of our people to win. I think a lot of us would love, like, the you know, I think also there's the little bit of
the shutout,
the shutout as well, but I also think there's like a little bit of this like Survivor Series thing where like the results don't really matter or change anything.
Yeah.
But so I think we embrace that, and we're gonna add a little bit more fun with the dice rolling. Mikey, so obviously we have the two Survivor Series matches and a bunch of the four champion versus champion matches. But let's start going over this card, and why not start off with the pre-show where we got a little also match announcement for over on the SmackDown side.
All right, so starting off on our pre-show, we have Kalisto taking on Grand Metalik.
Yes, a little bit of a Lucha House Party dissolvement. That's not the word.
A little dissolvement there.
There we go.
Grand Metalik turned on Kalisto a few weeks ago when they lost to Andrade and Morrison in a tag team match, and beat Kalisto down with a chair, and now these two are feuding. Guess we'll see what happens.
Also up in the pre-show, we have a 20-man battle royal for the final spot on Raw's Survivor Series team. I'll go over all 20 of those men when we get to that part in the pre-show, Mikey. And we'll get to the backstory later, because I guess there is a lot of backstory. Moving along to the main card, Mikey, what do we got?
All right, first match, we have Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Murphy, Aleister Black, and question mark.
Yep, all the way from NWA, question mark, will be joining
for the
us.
First Survivor Series match.
Uh-huh.
Taking on Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, The Miz, Samoa Joe, and Karrion Kross on the SmackDown side. That'll be our Survivor Series opener.
Yes, we should say that this is in order of the show. We also have the first champion versus... we have four straight champion versus champion matches here. First one up is Ricochet, the United States, the newly minted United States champion in Ricochet, taking on the Intercontinental champion, Sheamus.
After that, we got Shayna Baszler, the Raw Women's Champion, taking on Sasha Banks, the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Honestly, probably one of our biggest matches. Like, our biggest, like, not, like, built to it, but, like, the most subtly biggest matches, I would say, in our history of the show. And then we have the LLC, also newly minted LLC, Cesaro and Lashley, taking on Undisputed Era, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, tag teams versus tag team champions.
Then we got the Universal Champion and WWE Champion going head-to-head when Keith Lee takes on Sami Zayn.
And finally, we have the Women's Survivor Series match, 5-on-5 Eliminator, where we have the Team SmackDown of Alexa Bliss, Bianca Belair, Piper Niven, Toni Storm, and Charlotte Flair, taking on Sonya Deville, Peyton Royce, Rhea Ripley, Mickie James. And if you have not watched our 2K outcome, where last Friday's episode, we rolled the randomizer, a little backstory, folks, but we had to simulate the results of Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan for that last qualifying match. If you have not seen it, go check it out. Great video. But the results are in. The final member of Raw's team here is Liv Morgan. So thank you, simulator gods, for giving me the result I wanted. But now we are ready. We have the full card in front of us. Before we get to the actual main card where things, you know, more matter, Mikey, and we have to go explain more things about how we're dice rolling, let's get these, knock these pre-show matches out of the way. Why don't we start off
with, let's do that.
Why don't we start off with Kalisto versus Gran Metalik?
Yeah, so in our first pre-show match, Kalisto's taking on Gran Metalik, like we said earlier. And in this match, Gran Metalik picks up the victory.
Hey.
Over Kalisto.
Hey, pushing Gran Metalik.
Just pushing this feud a little more, you know? Show that Gran Metalik isn't the same old Lucha House Party Gran Metalik we've known, and he's a little more aggressive, a little more violent, and a little more hateful.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. I think that's a good good call. I'm interested to see where Gran Metalik goes. I think, you know, I think either of these guys, you know, could have a sort of a singles run. I personally, and you know this because I wanted Gran Metalik in the draft, I think Gran Metalik as a single star can, I personally would have him as sort of a contender for a mid-card title. So I wonder if you will have him do the same. Will he win it ever? I don't know, but I mean, this is just my opinion, so I have no idea what you're thinking in your old noggin.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I might put him into a few, but Kalisto, who knows, he might get into a title picture. We'll see where my, like you said, we'll see where my brain goes.
Yeah, or Gran Metalik versus Sami Zayn. For the Universal
Championship.
Or he can be the replacement for Humberto, since Humberto's gone forever.
Not a bad idea.
And then next up, in the next pre-show match, we have the 20-man Battle Royal for that final spot. Like I sort of mentioned before, folks, last Friday, Ricochet, who was supposed to be in the Raw's Men's Survivor Series team, gave up his spot in that match to take on Tommaso Ciampa for the United States Championship, where Ricochet won. So that leaves, obviously, a hole in the team. We're going to have a 20-man battle royal to determine that final spot. Tommaso Ciampa complained about it, the fact that he's now in the pre-show and has to earn his spot back. Let's see if he can. Mikey, those 20 men in this battle royal are as follows: Oney Lorcan, Drew Gulak, R-Truth, Lindsay Dorado, Tommaso Ciampa, Shelton Benjamin, Mojo Rawley, Tony Nese, Mustafa Ali, Cedric Alexander, Eric, Ivar, Otis, Tucker, Cruz, Dazawa, Reed, Ruas, Ziggler, Rude.
Love it.
Big old group.
Big battle royal here. I like it.
Big battle royal. What do you think? What's your take on this battle royal? Who's
my pick?
Yeah, who's your pick? I love asking you who your pick is for, like, these sort of things, whether it's a tournament, battle royal, whatever. I love seeing what you're thinking.
I'm going to take a bold pick here.
What is that?
I'm picking Oney Lorcan.
Oh, Oney Lorcan. Nice little pick there. Well, let's see what unfolds. I do want to mention that R-Truth comes out in a referee shirt.
Of course,
And he doesn't enter the ring, so he's basically he's refereeing the match on the outside.
Now I want to say R-Truth's gonna win after that. After that, you just pulled.
You know, the match happens. The match is taking place. You know, he does his best. R-Truth does his best to referee. You know, he's learning on the job here. He's making some bad calls, like he's saying Dolph Ziggler gets eliminated after 1 foot touches the ground instead of the two. And that gets a whole thing with him and Dolph Ziggler there. Really
has
ups
to be two.
It's gotta be two. And he's like, ah, two, and he keeps forgetting. And he makes bad calls, but he eventually gets it. Gets a couple calls, a couple eliminations. The last two in the ring, Mikey, are Tommaso Ciampa and Oney Lorcan, however. So you did get, you did net Oney Lorcan there. But
this always happens to me. I always guess the second place person.
I didn't even say who the second place person
you
is.
Said, but
I guess that's fair. Tommaso Ciampa eliminates Oney Lorcan.
Yeah.
But then, because he never entered the match, Truth runs in, throws Ciampa out of the ring.
Great.
R-Truth wins. He is the last member of Team Monday Night Raw.
As soon as you said R-Truth doesn't get in the ring and he's on the outside, that's when I was like, oh, it's going to be R-Truth.
Thoughts on that, Mike?
very bold. Very bold. Very bold addition to adding a referee to the Survivor Series team.
maybe too bold. But you know, I went for it, so you can't blame me for at least going for it, I guess.
No, it's definitely interesting. I can't wait to see how R-Truth meshes with the rest of the team.
With the team of Reigns, McIntyre, Murphy, and Aleister Black.
Yeah.
I have quite the team here. Okay, well, speaking of Survivor Series team, let's get into it. This time around, like we said, we're doing some dice rolling. We have a whole mechanic in play. Mikey, let's explain to the audience what is happening with this mechanic. Would you like to go straight ahead for it?
Yeah, okay, so the way we are doing this is in this Survivor Series match, each superstar is going to have base 10 HP points. That's their health. And then me and Ryan are going to use our D&D skills to roll some dice.
Yes, because the skills of rolling dice are real.
Yes. We'll be using our skills to roll our dice. We're going to be rolling our D20s, which determine who hits who. Whoever rolls the higher number will hit the person who rolled the lower number. And then we have a little system for natural 20s and crit failures on ones. With a natural 20, the superstar will regain 3 hit points.
Yes.
And then on a 1, the superstar will take double the amount of points from our damage dice, which comes next. Our damage dice is a d6. So whoever gets to get the hit off on the other will roll a d6 to see how much damage they inflict. And like I said, on a 1, that damage will be doubled.
Yes, a 1 on the D20 is when the D6 get doubled. I think it's fair to say, Mikey, I think in the Money in the Bank we did like, oh, this person attacks this person. Let's just say we're attacking a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like just trim down and say like, oh, I'm going to go after Kevin Owens. And then, you know, that's what I'm going to, when I deal my damage dice, I'm saying that. I think that also applies for like healing a wrestler for 3 health. It can just be whoever. We don't have to pick. Well, we do pick, but we're just like, oh, I'm going to pick R-Truth.
Putting Karrion Kross in this match was a very bold move because he could easily just get squashed by somebody.
Yeah, he's gonna. I'm gonna have R-Truth pin him.
Oh God!
For the memes. Well, with that out of the way, with that rules explained, we're gonna do them all for our championship matches as well. So get ready for a lot of dice rolling here today, folks.
Yeah, it's gonna be. We're gonna have a fun time.
Yes, so let us, without further ado, Mikey, let's get to it. Let's roll these D20s.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So I also have, like, a dice tower in front of me, so it's gonna make a lot of noise, but, like, my dice tower was made, not really, it was made well, but also slightly faulty, so it just, like, shoots out my dice.
Incredible.
So it's gonna be bouncing all over the place. Oh, D20, I rolled an 18!
I rolled a 14, so you win this one.
Haha!
You get the first blood.
Yes, and I roll my D6 with my D20. My D6 was a 4, so I'm going to hit Samoa Joe for 4.
Okay.
Going for the second dice roll. Let's keep it moving and grooving, folks. I already won. I'm already a big old winner. If you remember cooking Money in the Bank, folks, we did, like, I think it was like 15 or 20 health for each person. Jesus Christ. So we wanted to, you know, trim it down a little bit, refine it a little bit better. So yes, exactly. Mikey, I've rolled my second.
I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 9.
Yikes. Bad start for SmackDown.
And on my D6, I rolled a 6. So you know what? Why not? We'll just take out Samoa Joe immediately.
Big, wow. Big elimination on Samoa Joe right off the bat.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Yikes. SmackDown has a big deficit here.
Yes, they do. They're working from behind already, SmackDown.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay. Moving right along. Mr. High Roller over here, Mikey.
I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 20.
Okay, so one of your superstars regains 3 hit points, but no one's taken a shot yet, so...
Oh, okay, so I can't max him up even more? Yeah, that makes sense. That'd be unfair. I rolled a 1, so I'll take Miz down. I'll hit Miz for 1.
Okay, Miz is at 9.
I'm a Mr. High Roller. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good over here.
All right, let's do this again.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled a 19. Finally getting a shot in.
Bring it on. Who are you going to hit?
I'm going to hit Aleister Black for 4 damage.
4 damage. Bringing Aleister Black down to 6. Moving right along. Let's keep it going. Got to go for a little speed on this one. I rolled a 16.
I rolled an 8.
I got a 6 on that one. I'm going to hit Styles for 6.
Wow. Not looking good for SmackDown here.
No, SmackDown is getting brutalized here. Team Raw is really getting their crap together. I mean, I guess, is this kayfabe-wise, like how the eliminations are happening? I don't think so. I need to re-roll that because I accidentally messed with it. I rolled a 15.
I also rolled a 15.
Huh. We never decided what happens on a tie.
I think we just re-roll, right?
Re-roll, sure. 7.
And 11.
Dang. I gotta have you slurping. Slurping me. Slurping me, baby.
Slurpy you.
Slurping me, and daddy.
I hate that. I rolled a 3. I'm gonna do 3 damage to McIntyre.
3 damage to McIntyre. 10-7 on McIntyre. Let's keep it rolling. Rolling.
I gotta keep it rolling. Good one.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 9. Nice.
Damn it.
Nice.
Okay, what are you getting on? Who are you hitting?
I'm going to hit Murphy for 5 damage.
Dang it. Okay, so far Team Raw is Roman and Truth are at 10. McIntyre's at 7. Black is at 6. Murphy's at 5. SmackDown, Cross and Owens are at 10. Miz is at 9. Styles is 4. Joe is gone.
Yeah, Joe's out already.
Yes. Feeling good with that. I got a 10.
I got an 8.
Okay, well, I rolled a 1, so it doesn't matter too much, but I'm gonna wear down Miz some more. Let's bring him down to 8.
Miz is at 8.
Let's wear him down. I rolled a 18.
I rolled a 19.
God damn! I 100% blew out my audio there. I'm gonna back up this microphone
all
a little
right.
bit.
Got a little lucky there. Let's see what we roll here for damage. I'm gonna hit... You know what? Let's start chipping into the armor of Roman Reigns. Yeah, I rolled a 6. I'm going to hit Roman Reigns for 6. Start chipping away at the armor of Mr. Roman there.
No,
off that bulletproof vest.
No, he needs it. according to reports, he needs it, right? God, remember on the internet when everyone was like, oh yeah, apparently there's a report saying that Roman Reigns needs the chest protector to wrestle or get more hernias? That didn't make any sense. I rolled a 5.
I also rolled a 5.
Dang, okay, re-rolling. I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 10.
Okay, well, hit me.
I'm gonna hit R-Truth for 4 damage.
4 damage, bringing R-Truth down to 6. You're going after everybody.
I'm trying to slowly wearing everybody down.
Yes, I rolled a 2. My worst roll yet.
I rolled a 20.
Oh no.
I'm gonna restore 3 hit points to Styles and bring him back up to 7.
Okay. What's the attack or who
the
are you
attack?
Attacking?
The attack is to McIntyre for 6.
Oh no, McIntyre's at 1. Oh, that might be my first. It's not looking good for me over here. Gotta be honest, was feeling good at the start, and now I'm feeling bad. I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 14. And I'm going to hit R-Truth for 6, taking him out.
R-Truth is out.
Got lucky there.
R-Truth is out. Now, again, I don't think this is necessarily like kayfabe. It's just a matter of who's winning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, R-Truth being out is no fuego for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Okay, R-Truth is out.
We each have 4 left.
This is correct. I rolled a 17.
I rolled a 5.
Thank God, I got a 4.
All right, who you hitting?
Let's Owens.
Yep.
Captain KO, bring him down.
Whoops, typed in the wrong box. Captain KO is down to 6.
Okay, I rolled an 8 on my d20.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, yes. Rolled a 5 on my d6. 5 on cross. Get him down.
Yep, fair enough.
Oh, my God. Right,
cross is at 5.
Okay, so far, Team SmackDown is at Miz at 8, Styles at 7, Owens at 6, Cross at 5, for a total of 26 health.
Mm-hmm.
For Team Raw, I have Black at 6, Murphy at 5, Reigns at 4, McIntyre at 1, for a total of 16 health.
I got a couple of lucky shots in.
You're up by 10 whole health points. I'm terrified. Rolled a 17.
I rolled a 16, damn it!
Haha! Number 5, I rolled on my D6.
Oof.
Let's take out Cross.
Ooh, bummer. Bummer storyline-wise for me. Trying to build up Cross as this monster here, and he gets taken out. Hopefully he got taken out by, like, McIntyre or Reigns or something.
Yeah, I feel like
I feel a little bit better about myself.
On my D20 to attack, I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 6.
Ooh, not looking good. Nope. D6, I rolled a 4. Let's hit the Miz for 4.
All right. 4 damage to the Miz, putting him to 4.
Correct, sir.
All right.
That D20 has been rolled. You just knocked over everything, it sounds like.
I just lost my D20, but I got it back. Okay, there we
Beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. I rolled an 11.
Rolled a 5.
God, I rolled a 3 in my D6, so 3 on Styles.
All right, Styles down to 4.
It's really in those quick moments. It's literally now you have 14 total health points. I have 16. I've now caught up completely. D20. I rolled a 17 again.
I rolled a 12.
I only rolled a 1 on the D6. So let's do it on Owens.
All right, Owens down to 5. This stopped looking good for me all of a sudden.
it quickly changes. The course of action quickly changes. I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 1. I thought heard you rolled a 3, and I was like, "Oh, I got him this time." My dice was not happy about it.
So to be clear, when you on a 1, that means my dice D6 is doubled, obviously, right?
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yep.
It doesn't matter because I rolled a 6 on my D6. So that's 12.
Someone gets knocked into the next century.
That's gonna be Owens.
Captain,
I'm gonna take out Captain KO.
I keep typing in the wrong box. Captain KO gets knocked into the absolute next century.
Yes, he has been eliminated.
Bummer.
See ya, Cap. You're more of a skipper now.
Since we did the HP updates, I haven't gotten a single hit in.
This is correct. This is my plan all along. 18.
I also rolled an 18.
Okay, dang it. Burned a good right dice roll. A 3.
7.
No!
All right.
No!
Let's see. I'm going to hit... I'm going to take out McIntyre. Roll a 2.
Okay. McIntyre is at 1, is now down to 0. I no longer have Truth nor McIntyre, but you have lost Owens, Joe, and Cross.
Yeah.
Whew, boy. I rolled an 18.
I rolled a 10. My dice is, like, not happy about rolling over 10.
This is true. This is accurate. I rolled a 2 on my D6, so let's do the 2 on the Miz.
Okay. Miz is down to 2 hit points. This is getting close. I need to get lucky here.
Okay. Rolled 11.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 1 on my D6. Let's attack the Miz again.
All right, Miz is down to 1. Slow burn on the Miz here.
Miz, a lot farther in this than I would have expected. I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 7. Because my dice can't go over 10 for some reason.
And on my D6, I rolled a 1. See ya, Miz!
Wow. Miz with the slow death.
Very slow, just slowly being destroyed by Roman Reigns.
All right, Styles, it's all up to you, baby.
Yeah. Maybe he was the true captain of this team. Oh no, I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 17.
Oh no, I rolled a 1,
and I rolled a 3 on my damage dice, which just doubled. I'm gonna take out Aleister Black.
Yeah, I mean that's completely fair there.
Aleister Black eats a phenomenal forearm, probably.
Yeah, oh my god, yes he does. Oh, bring it back to their old rivalry on Raw there.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, it's Styles at 4, Reigns and Murphy at 4 and 5, respectively. I rolled a 3 on my D20.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, damn it. Will this be the end of Monday Night Raw?
I rolled a 6 on my hit dice, taking out Murphy. Wow, Styles might actually bring this one back.
Oh my god.
Styles. Oh man, now it's just Styles versus Reigns, 4-4.
Oh my god, what a match.
Yeah, we're down to maybe the wire here.
Maybe this should be kayfabe.
Yeah, right? Styles and Reigns are the last two here.
Maybe this should be kayfabe, because this is pretty legit. Pretty legit going. I mean, Truth lost immediately. You know, he was the first one gone.
Joe lost immediately.
I guess that's true. Maybe it's not kayfabe. Maybe it is. Let's see. D20 roll. 20!
I rolled a 1! No! No!
Reigns, because I rolled a 20, goes up to Reigns, go to 7.
Oh, no.
I
rolled a roll a 1 here or else I'm dead.
I rolled a 5 on my D6. Doubling to 10. Styles from 4 to -6.
Oh, Styles almost brought it back.
Oh, my god.
Oh, but I rolled a 1 on the last hit. That last hit was 20-1. That's ridiculous.
Can we talk about, first off, 20-1. You're right. Insanely ridiculous. Cannot believe that took place. But also, can we talk about what a finish? Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles.
Styles versus Reigns, Black, and Murphy.
Yeah.
And Styles was like, respectable, hold on, I got this. Took out.
I mean, respectable moment. I mean, you could. I would argue this was. We should have these as kayfabe because that was pretty legit.
Yeah. Styles was like, all right, time to turn on my A game. Took out Murphy and Black on his own, but couldn't handle Roman Reigns.
God, I feel like we're creeping along a new system or a new 2K randomized 2K outcome where it's a 2K outcome, it's a dice roll off. You know, we simulate the matches this way. Holy crap. So Roman Reigns, I'm going to call it kayfabe. I had a different plan, but I like the idea better that this is kayfabe, that last two were Styles and Reigns, because this just, I thought this went off perfectly. I really liked this match and how it went down.
Sidebar. Next year, yes. Survivor Series matches, all 2K outcomes.
Oh my god, beautiful. We should do it like WrestleMania or something.
We should do a pay-per-view like that. It'd be fun.
Yeah. I really like that. Mikey, I don't know about you, but I'd say we keep these as all kayfabe.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. The one thing I don't like is Cross getting out so early, but otherwise, I feel like for Karrion Kross, it was one of those. I would like to believe it was one of those spots where like the entirety of Team Raw hits all of their finishers on him.
I would agree. I'm totally okay with that. I mean, everyone was there.
Black
hits
him with the black mask, and he turns around into like a Roman Reigns spear, something like, you know, yeah, like just all of the moves at once.
I think Truth was the only one that was out. I think so. Yeah, I think if everyone just hit their moves on Cross, I think perfectly. Take him out that way. Roman Reigns. I also really like the idea. Roman Reigns, not only Team Raw gets the win, very happy about that, but I love the idea, honestly, of Roman being the lone survivor here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is very interesting.
After what he's kind of been through on Raw recently.
what he's been through on Raw, and the fact that he didn't show up to work on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, that was the storyline there was that he didn't show up, McIntyre was trying to lead this team, and then Roman was the last one standing.
Yeah.
Roman surpassed it all. If there's something to say there, then there's something to say there, I guess. Well, let's keep it moving, keep it grooving, folks. Moving on to our next matchup. It's a champion versus champion match, Ricochet versus Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
We did say we're doing a lot of dice rolling here, so we're going to continue that dice rolling. So strap in for more dice rolling, see how this match plays out. Instead of 10 HP, Mikey, we're going to have 20 HP for these folks.
But that is a one-on-one, you know, matchup.
Correctamundo. Let's get to it. Ricochet versus Sheamus. Let's see who wins.
D6.
Eat my butt.
All right. Eat my
butt. D6. D6 was a 3, doubled as a 6.
Well, no, doubled as a B rolling a 1.
Oh, you're right. Ricochet doesn't heal for 3. God damn it. I guess I should celebrate the 20. Yeah. But still.
All right, so Sheamus goes to 17.
This is true. This is true. God, I was celebrating for no reason. 17 for Sheamus. Okay. Moving right along. Speaking of 17s, I rolled a 17 on my D20.
I rolled a 7.
Ooh, and my D6, I rolled a 6.
Ricochet getting quick offense in.
Ricochet, here to prove, there's a storyline back here, folks, that Ricochet was going after Sheamus' Intercontinental title when Sheamus was on Raw. He got drafted over to SmackDown. Ricochet now won the United States title from Ciampa. So, you know, there's a storyline here, I feel like.
You know, I brought up my blue metal dice today for SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
hoping it would give me luck, but it turns out they're cursed. I might have to switch out dice here.
That's fair. I'm sticking with my black dice, because I'm doing pretty good with them, I feel. Except I
rolled a...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 3.
Okay, thank God.
That's a saving grace right there. I rolled a 12.
Rolled a 6.
Oof. I rolled a 1 on my D6, so Sheamus now down to 10.
All right, it's official. Dice is getting switched out. These are cursed.
Opening bout. Opening moments
busting
here.
Busting out the wacky dice, Ryan.
Opening moments here. Ricochet's still at 20. Sheamus at 10. Ricochet is just on a tear through Sheamus.
Yes, we're busting out the wacky dice, though, so hopefully that'll change things.
Ironically, Sheamus, in part of the storyline, Sheamus said that he felt that, that is wacky-ass dice. It's not a...
That's my D6.
Is D6, you know, everyone knows what a typical D6 looks like. You know, open up Monopoly, D4. You got it. You're basically showing me, like, a prism of some sort.
A little pyramid, yeah. Like a little prism thing. These are really cool. I found these wacky dice. Maybe we can post a picture of them on Twitter so people can see.
Yeah.
But I found these wacky dice on at PAX when I went. When conventions were still a thing that were able to happen. when I went to PAX East for a day, that was super fun, and I found these wacky dice and I couldn't resist.
I mean, those are pretty dope.
After rolling my metal dice, though, these feel like really light. I feel like I'm just gonna like eat this across the room by accident.
I love it. Let's keep it moving. Sheamus versus Ricochet. Ricochet's at 20. Sheamus is at 10. I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 14.
Oh, well, great. Great. Sheamus is back on the offensive. What's that D6, baby?
D6 is a 6.
Oh no. Doubled.
Just doubled to 12.
Ricochet goes from 20 to 18. Right?
Big, yes. To 8.
8? Shit. Yeah. I can't do math.
Because you take 12 damage. To 18 is 2 damage.
I said what I meant, and I meant what I say. Oh, damn it. Immediately lost my lead. I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 15. These dice are much less cursed.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Oh, lost my D6. Hold on. That's a 5.
Oof. Ricochet down to 3. Just like that.
Sheamus said, nah, son, my turn.
I like to imagine this is the moment where, like, Tommaso Ciampa gets involved in this match.
Or, yeah, something like that.
Because all and, of a like, sudden it's...
distracts Ricochet.
I rolled a 1. This
I
is it.
A 2.
This is, this is it. I rolled a 1, dude. You won.
Not if I roll a 1.
This is true. That's my only saving grace.
That was my saving grace last time, and it didn't happen, so...
True.
I rolled a 3.
Oh, man. Ricochet out.
In a quick comeback, I do like the kayfabe idea that Ricochet was like rolling and like taking out Sheamus, and then Ciampa runs to the apron,
yeah,
and distracts him, and that's what lets Sheamus get the upper hand.
I'm gonna write it down. I think that's part of kayfabe. Ciampa distracts Ricochet.
I like this. How like we had no kayfabe going into this. We're like, let's just roll the dice and see what happens. But like as the dice are rolling and as stuff happens, we're like figuring out why these things are happening.
Yes, we're like, creating the story like, the from way the dice.
The dice rolls just flipped. We had like a reason for it.
Yes, I'm changing. I'm retiring those black dice. I'm popping with these green dice.
Ooh,
now.
Next time.
Moving right along to the next matchup. It's a women's versus women's match. Sheamus? Sheamus Baszler. Shayna Baszler, the Raw Women's Champion, taking on Sasha Banks. I said earlier, Mikey, that this is like a subtlety, great match, great build for us. Let's talk about it. 2 years ago, it was Sasha Banks versus Ronda Rousey, I believe. I'm going to have to double check, actually, my history here. But long-time listener, very much long-time listeners of this show may remember the history of Survivor Series a little bit. Maybe not as much as we are, but let's see. What do we got here? Survivor Series, I believe it was 2 years ago in 2018, where... Let's see. Oh, no, it wasn't 2018. It was 2019. So in 2018, Sasha Banks was the first person to defeat Ronda Rousey and win the Raw Women's Champion at the Royal Rumble. Or I guess that was the early 2019, since it's January. Then they go on to main event. Ronda Rousey, Sasha Banks go on to main event WrestleMania, and Ronda wins the Royal Rumble herself. Then, you know, Sasha Banks, Raw Women's Champion for a very long time. At Survivor Series 2019, actually, let's take that back. Sasha Banks eventually loses it to Becky Lynch. So maybe, I don't know where I'm getting Survivor Series history at all. So scratch everything I've said. Just don't worry about the fact that, hey, this is a little bit of reback to the Ronda Rousey a little bit, I think. So let's get it started here, Mikey. Baszler, yeah. Banks, both at 20 HP. Let's get to it. Yeah. As I explain all the incorrect history of our lore. I rolled a 12.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, my God. And I rolled a 1 on a D6, so... Yeah, there we go. Slow start.
Banks takes a little a jab from Baszler.
Yes, she does. A little quick jab. A 12 on the D20.
3.
Oof. And the jabs keep coming. A 4.
All right. Down to 15, Sasha Banks.
Yeah, wearing her down. Slowly but surely wearing her down. A 2!
An 18.
Oh, no.
All right, that is 4 damage.
4 damage down to 16. A little bit more back and forth here. Still, we're even here, basically. A 4.
A 17.
Ah, jeez.
That is 5.
5 damage, 16 of Shayna Baszler down to 11. Oof. Oh, boy. Banks making a comeback here.
Yeah.
12 on the D20.
A 14.
God dang it.
Ooh, that was a close one, though. Oh, God. Oh, I rolled a 1 anyway, so it's fine.
Okay, well then, Baszler down to 10. Ooh, boy. 15 to my attack.
An 8 for mine, so Ooh. You win there.
Okay, that's a 3 damage to Sasha Banks.
This is much more back and forth than the last one.
A lot of back and forth. This is real back and forth action, which is exactly what I wanted to see. Holy crap, D20 is a 20.
Oh, I rolled a 19.
Oh. Oh, well, first off.
I was so excited for that 19, too. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get another hit here.
I rolled that D20, so Baszler gets 3 health back, bringing her from 10 to 13. However, I only rolled a 1 on my damage.
So 2 damage.
No, it doesn't double. It only doubles. All
right, so it goes to Sasha Banks goes to 11.
Correctamundo. 5 to attack.
10 to attack.
Okay, dang it.
That's 2 damage.
2 damage, 13 to 11. Tied up here.
11 to 11. This is a good match.
This
like
is an even-ass match. 10 to attack.
17.
God dang.
I rolled a 1, though.
Okay. This is a very much like back and forth. slow build, which is also the exact match I would what I wanted to see. I don't necessarily would call it slow, but just back and forth. A 3.
A 13.
Oh, God.
That's a 6. That's a big one.
Oh, my God. Sasha big with a huge from Sasha. Move. Huge move. Huge signature move. All of my dice exploded out of my tower. 18, though.
I rolled a 14, so you get this one.
Aha, a 6 on Baszler.
Ooh, right back.
Yes, right
Banks
back.
Banks delivering a big shot. Baszler shooting right back.
Yes, Banks now down to 5 to Baszler's 4.
This one's getting down to the wire.
Anyone's game right now, Mikey. This could decide it right here, folks. I rolled a 3.
I also rolled a 3.
Oh my God. This could decide it. Any of these rolls now can decide it. A 20!
An 11, no!
Baszler goes up from 4 to 7 to cut on my 20. I rolled a 3 for my damage.
Ooh, Banks is at 2.
You need a roll of 20 here to basically survive. Ooh, boy.
Oh my God, this dice.
Oh my God, 16. Mikey, you need to win this one.
I lost my dice, though. Give me one second.
You straight up lost your dice? It's gone?
Jesus Christ.
It's just chaos over there.
Everything is falling apart.
And also, what a rookie shitty move to be like, oh, I guess I can't lose because I don't have my dice anymore.
Not what I said.
That's what you meant.
Everything
we all
is
know
falling
it.
Apart over here on Mikey's
there,
end.
There's a camera there. There's a camera there. There's audio everywhere picking this up. We all know.
Right, I rolled a 15 that time.
Oh, I rolled a 16, Mikey.
Oh, no!
I had a 16, and I rolled a 6 my D6.
Baszler takes this one.
That's it, folks. Shayna Baszler of 7, Banks down to 0. Shayna Baszler wins. Gets that redemption from Ronda Rousey. Or on behalf of Ronda.
All right, what's next?
I mean, so far, next up is we have a tag team match. LLC, Lashley and Cesaro taking on Undisputed Era. Lashley and Cesaro, obviously, with the new CEO of the LLC, MVP. And by the way, Mikey, first off, in Survivor Series totals, it's now Raw 2, SmackDown 1. So SmackDown needs to get a little bit more of that come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so for this one, we have the tag teams at 15 health.
Yes, 15 health each.
Yes.
To make it so it's not 10-10, but, you know, there's still, you know, a little bit more variety. Okay, let's keep it going. 7.
10.
Farts.
All right, that's a 4. So I'm going to have Cesaro take 4 here.
Okay, 15 down to 11. Opening bout. And of course, this is Undisputed Era. This is Bobby Fish, the newly returned Bobby Fish from injury. Bobby Fish is the only person of Undisputed Era only getting injured ever, it feels like.
Yeah, right.
I rolled a... What did I roll? What is this? A 9.
I rolled a 7.
I rolled a 1, however, my D6. So, Bobby Fish, we're coming after you.
Bobby Fish going down to 14. Going after the injured one.
Yes, why not? I mean, that's a smart play. Smart play, I say.
18. Also an 18.
God, saved it. Ah, saved it. Son of a butt. A 9, again.
I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 5?
Ouch.
So, that's 10 off of Fish.
Oh my gosh. Fish already down to 4.
Yeah.
Not looking good.
No, not looking good whatsoever. I can take out Fish instantly. With just a good dice roll. 11.
19.
Dang. Dang. 3. So who are you attacking? Okay, Lashley. 15 minus 3, that is 12. I rolled an 11, right? I don't think we resolved this dice roll.
18. It bounced off the wall.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, hit me with that D6.
All right. So, Lashley taking 4.
Okay, so that's 12 down to 8. Did my math correctly here. Whew, boy. Oh, shout out. Number 10 on that D20 attack.
I also rolled a 10.
Okay, well, goddamn. 10 again. Haha.
13 for me.
God dang. Who are you attacking?
I'm going to hit Cesaro 4-6.
Oh, no. Red Dragon really come after him. So that brings him 11 down to 5. Mm-hmm. Cesaro is at 5. Lashley is at 8. That's a total health points of 13. Fish is at 4. O'Reilly's untouched at 15. 19. Oh, man. Not looking good for red team here. 15 on this attack roll.
I rolled a 14.
Ooh, boy. I'm going to hit 2 on O'Reilly.
All right. Taking O'Reilly down to 13.
Okay. Next matchup, we got 13 on the D20.
I rolled a 2.
Aha! 4! Fish is out of here.
Oh, no!
I mean, that's not how tag team matches work, but...
No.
But it's not looking good. Oh, my God. I rolled both my dice and they shot out. I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 20!
Oh, no.
Can I bring Fish back from the dead, or just O'Reilly just go back up to 15?
Up to you.
I'll put Fish back at 3.
Sure.
Let's say he got knocked out on the apron and came back, since that is how tag team matches work.
Yes, yeah, sure. It was hot tag. Hot tag.
Yeah, Fish is back in it.
Okay. Wait, did we do the attack? Did we resolve the damage?
Oh, no, we did not. 4 to Lashley.
4 to Lashley. Ah, crap. Lashley's at 4, Cesaro's at 5. I could be gone any moment here, folks. 7.
16.
God, could be gone here. This could be it.
That's a 1. Let's hit Cesaro.
Okay, down to 4. Both parties of the LLC at 4. Newly crowned Raw Tag Team Champions beating Edge and Daniel Bryan. Can they beat Undisputed Era here? 5.
14.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I rolled a 3. Let's hit Lashley.
Oh, no. The slow crawl to death here. I feel it here.
Trust
6.
Me, I know the feeling. 4.
Oh, I win it back. A 4. So I'm going to hit O'Reilly for 4.
All right.
Oh, boy.
O'Reilly down to 9.
Oh, not enough. I need a good streak of rolls, and it's not starting here with a 2.
I got a 6. That's a 3. Let's hit Cesaro. That's a 1.
Cesaro and Lashley, both at 1 on their last dying breaths.
Oh,
I need a great string of rolls here to win this. 15!
19!
No!
That's a 3 to Lashley.
3 to Lashley. Lashley's gone. Lashley's out. I need
could
a
come
20.
Back, if you get a 20, you could come back.
This is true. I need a 20 to save me. And a good ass roll to boot. That is a 14.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 2 on my D6. That's 2 to O'Reilly.
All right. O'Reilly down to 7.
Okay. Come on, Cesaro. World champion material here. Oh, God damn it.
What did you roll?
A 1.
I rolled an 8.
Doesn't matter.
Cesaro down.
Does not matter. Impossible. He's at 1, for Christ's sakes.
All right, SmackDown getting a win back.
SmackDown gets the win back. Oh, damn. And Undisputed Era. I think that makes sense. They're, you know, they are Undisputed Era after all here. Hmm? You know, it's Fish and O'Reilly. I think it makes sense here. Ah, damn. So, you know, it's 2-2 with 2 more matches left.
Very interesting. This could end in a tie.
This could end in a tie. Let's move on to our next champion bout. It's Sheamus. Never mind. Why do I keep thinking Sheamus is in all these matches?
It's Sheamus Zayn versus Sheamus Lee.
Universal champion Sami Zayn versus Keith Lee. Again, because it's a singles match. 20 on 20 is the health. Let's do this, Mikey.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I hope the folks at home, I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're liking this. It's very much an experiment here. We're brewing here and I'm having fun here, so I hope the fun comes across, the fear of it all as well. I rolled a 2.
Very good start for Sami Zayn here, rolling a 20.
Ha ha! He doesn't heal at all, but I'll take it.
I rolled a 1.
So not a good start.
No.
What appeared to be
I feel
a
like
really
that was one of those things where Sami Zayn tries to do a move on Lee and Lee just like no-sells it.
Yeah. 13 on the D20.
3 for me.
Oh my god. A 4 on the D6.
Alright. Zayn down to 16.
Okay. Okay. Let's see how this one plays out here, folks. 13.
14.
No. No.
Roll the 6. Big one from Zayn here. Oh, whoops.
Keith Lee down to 13.
I almost typed Zayn at 1,613 health.
Whoop. Oh, God. You wish. You D20 Saiyan. D20 is a 6.
17.
Fudge.
5.
But I would... 5, that brings Keith Lee down to 8. You have more than double my health. I would hate for Sami Zayn to win here, folks. And
exactly,
beat Keith
double
Lee.
Your health, actually.
I rolled a 9.
I rolled an 8, so you got that one.
Haha, with one hit. One damage.
One damage. Sami Zayn down to 15.
Come on, Keith Lee. Please, buddy. Help me out here. 3. Come on, dude.
I rolled a 6.
God dang it.
And that's a 1 on the damage dice. We're doing great.
I'm calling audible, retiring the green dice, rolling in these reddish pink die. I love them. Hopefully, Team Raw. Oh, 20!
I rolled a 9. You got this one.
Oh my god.
And Keith Lee goes back up to 10.
Yes, he does. I rolled a 4 on my D6, bringing Zayn down to 12. Back.
Wait, you rolled a 4 on your D6?
Yes, I did.
He was at 15, so he's at 11.
Oh, my mistake. My mistake.
All of a sudden, this got close. All of a sudden, came back. Keith Lee came back with one fell swoop.
The beauty of that 20. 6.
15.
Oh, jeez. Maybe he spoke too soon.
2. Maybe not.
A little bit of a hope spot for Keith Lee there.
It was one of those like comebacks that got shut down.
No! This could be it, folks. I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 2.
God dang it. You win on a 2.
Oh, I rolled a 2 on the damage dice.
Oh, that brings my 8 to a 4.
I
That's the best.
Right there.
You could have ended it. That's the best case scenario, I guess, for me. Oh, Keith Lee's at 4. Zayn is at 11. Come on. 11 on the dice.
14 for me.
God dang it.
That's a 5.
Keith Lee's out. God dang it. We're really, really pushing Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn, the ultimate champion.
God, I really needed Keith Lee to win this. God dang it. Oh, man. Keith Lee. Well, I like the idea that Keith Lee lost and Roman Reigns was the lone survivor. I probably can use something of that.
You can work with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I probably can work with that.
All right, we got one more match, Ryan.
Yes, one final match. The Women's Survivor Series team. Team Raw, Sonya Deville, Peyton Royce, Rhea Ripley, Mickie James, and Liv Morgan. Versus who?
Taking on Alexa Bliss, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Piper Niven, and Toni Storm on the SmackDown side.
It all comes down to this. Overall, SmackDown's winning by 1. I need to win it back here. If I can win it back here, I win both Survivor Series matches, and that would be awesome.
And we end in a tie.
There's also something, we end in a tie, I win both Survivor Series matches, and Baszler is my only champion to win her match. So,
interesting.
God dang it. God dang it. Poof. Well, let's get to it. Like we said, at the same thing at the top of the show, if the men's Survivor Series, everyone has 10 health points.
Yes.
Let's get to it. I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 4 on the D6. Let's attack Piper Niven.
Piper Niven going down to 6.
Okay, keeping it moving. We got a 9 on the D20 attack.
I also got a 9.
God dang it. Rerolling. Nice save and grace there. Actually, that's a 6.
You got a 2.
Oof, and I rolled a 6 on the D6. Let's hit Alexa Bliss with that 6.
Ooh, Alexa Bliss taking a big shot here. Going to 4 right off the bat.
Big ol' shot. Kind of... You know, attack everyone. Attack on all fronts, I guess. 15!
12!
2 on the D6, so let's attack Flair.
Flair goes to 8.
Okay. Feeling good. But every single time I say that, I lose. So that is a 12.
14.
God, well, I shouldn't have said anything.
I rolled a 3. I'm gonna hit Deville for 3.
Okay, Deville down 7. First person to go down and take an attack on Team Raw. That is a 16.
That is a 19.
God dang it! I had a good D6 roll too.
It's fine. I rolled a 1. Let's hit Morgan for 1.
If I could somehow win this, beautiful. I got a 2.
I got a 3.
We suck.
5 damage taken. Hitting Royce with 5 here.
Royce with 5. Royce getting a big old hit. Big old stinker of a hit. 7.
12. 2 damage to Ripley.
Ripley down to 8.
All right, let's do a quick health update here. Over on Team SmackDown, we got Alexa Bliss on 4, Bianca Belair at full health at 10, Charlotte Flair at 8, Niven at 6, and Toni Storm at full health at 10.
Team Raw, Mickie James untouched at 10, Morgan at 9, Ripley at 8, Deville at 7, Royce at 5. Got a real build to, should have been Royce at 6. I rolled an 11 on my D20.
I rolled a 1.
Ooh!
That's your chance.
I rolled a 5.
Oof, you could just take somebody out here.
And I'm taking out Toni Storm.
Wow!
Get out of here! Get back to NXT!
Wow, taking out Toni Storm in one shot.
One shot. Toni Storm, first person eliminated.
Yikes. Bad
could've
for
done
me.
Storm could have done Belair, but got Storm. Oof, 14.
17. The 6.
Oh, no.
Let's hit James. Let's knock James down off full health here.
Yeah, James is at 4. The lowest now. Highest to lowest. Just that quick of a change. That quick of a finisher move. A 2.
I D20. Rolled an 8.
Oh, dang.
That's a 4. You know what? Take out James.
No! James!
Right back at you.
Oh, quick eliminations here. Okay. Keep it going. Ah! 15.
3.
Ooh, I rolled a 1 on my D6. Let's hit Belair.
Belair down to 9.
Oh, geez. So far, that total team health is 27 for Team SmackDown to 29 for Raw. Still very even.
Very even, very close.
Oh, my God. 15 on the D20.
2.
Ooh, I hit a 2 on my D6. Let's hit Belair for that 2.
All right, Belair down to 7.
Okay. 16.
Rolled a 9.
Oh, no. 5.
SmackDown crumbles.
Let's hit Niven.
Niven down 5. To 1.
Get Niven out of here. See ya, NXT UK. 5.
11. Rolled a 4. Let's hit Ripley for 4.
Ripley going from 8 to 4 here. Still, let's see, is it even still? We got 20 for SmackDown. 25. I'm getting advantage, but I'm starting to lose it. 9.
10.
Oh, no.
5 damage. You know what? Oh. Let's take out Royce.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You have it open there. Why not? Go for the kill there. Peyton Royce down to 0. Both James and Peyton Royce have been eliminated. 17.
I rolled a 14.
Ah, haha, I rolled a 4 in my D6. Alexa Bliss, you're out of here. Quick elimination, back to back here.
Back and forth eliminations for both teams here.
Love to see it. It feels more even for some reason than the men's team.
Getting close.
Men's Survivor Series. Close matchup. 15. Ooh.
16. Woo!
I rolled a 6 in my D6. I was so ready.
I rolled a 5 on mine. Let's take out Ripley.
No!
Wait, real quick. Intermission. Before Ripley goes out, do you have any story moments you want with Ripley and Morgan? Go.
Ripley's elimination is caused by Morgan.
Okay.
I'll say that. Ripley's elimination is caused by Morgan. Morgan doesn't, like, attack her, but it's something where, like, it's very obvious that, like, you know, if Morgan did something or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of led to Ripley's elimination here.
Gotcha.
or like, I don't want to say helps. I don't know what the actual word is.
I get what you mean. All right, well, let's roll that next damage dice.
13.
I rolled a 4, so you got this one.
Okay, I rolled a 2 on my D6. So let's take out. Why don't we take out Flare for 2?
Take out Flare for 2. Interesting. I thought you were gonna go for Niven.
Nah. You go for Flare. She's at 8. Bring it down to 6. 7.
10.
The D20. Oh, jeez.
I rolled a 1. Let's hit Morgan for 1.
Okay. Morgan's at 8. DeVille is at 7. That's a 15 health for total.
And we have
Team Raw.
We have 14 health over here for Team SmackDown.
Yes. Yes. So still very even, but I have 2 fresher people, but you have a lot of not as fresh people over on your side of the neck of the woods. 6.
14.
Oh no.
2. Let's hit Morgan for 2.
Okay. You need the assault on Morgan, bring Jen to 6. Now it's a lot more even. You have the edge just by Niven existing. I got a 5.
Just by Niven existing. I got a 4, so you got this one.
A 2. Let's hit Belair for 2.
All right, Belair is going down to 5 health.
Okay. Still, very even matchup. Come on, DeVille. Come on, Liv Morgan.
Oh, no!
The two opposite ends of Absolution and Riot Squad here.
I rolled a 2.
Working together. You rolled a 2, I rolled a 14, and I have a 6.
Oh, no!
Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is donezo, folks.
Charlotte Flair is out of here. The queen.
More like she's being defeated.
The queen, more like the meme.
Both of these jokes are bad. No one said we're comedians. That's a 12.
That is... Oh no, a 1!
Well, I rolled a 1, all and right. It gets doubled to 2, so we'll hit Belair for 2.
Alright, Belair down to 3.
Belair down to 3. You got Belair for 3, Niven for 1. Obviously, 4 right. For team
I
health.
I like this roll. Hopefully, hopefully it'll be good.
DeVille for 7, Morgan for 6. It's not looking good. I got a 12.
I got a 19.
Oof.
I rolled a 1, though. So, DeVille.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Oof,
not looking good.
Not looking
I have
good for SmackDown.
3 times as much health as you. A 9.
13. This might be the comeback, folks.
This could be the comeback.
A 6!
Oh, no.
Morgan going down!
Oh, no! Well, Ripley gets eliminated, then Liv Morgan a little bit after that. Got only DeVille's left for 6. Belair's at 3. Niven is at 1.
DeVille has more health combined than both of my superstars.
But still anybody's game. All you basically need is 1 good D6 roll. And I still need 2 rolls. I got a 1.
I also rolled a 1.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Woo. Oh, the ring exploded.
We saved each other there.
We saved each other. A 6.
17.
No! Ooh, you need... This could be it.
That's a 5! Damn it! So close!
Turning the Ville down to 1 health. Oh, no! Oh, rolled a 1.
I rolled an 8.
Oh, that's it, folks. Team Raw has lost.
Oh, that double 1 was funny,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, my God. Belair and Piper Niven, lone survivors here.
Belair and Piper Niven working together to finish off Team
yes.
Raw.
Yes, they had.
Whew. That, you know what that means. SmackDown wins Survivor Series
this
year.
This is true. This is 100% true. You win, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4 to 2.
4-2, SmackDown brings it home.
Also, great showing by Piper Niven. Went down to 1 very early, was able to hold on.
Maybe, listen, you should have taken her out when
I
you had the chance.
That's true. I guess that's true. Well, there you have it, folks. Survivor Series is officially in the books. Oh my God. Let's just go over real quickly, top down, winners and losers, Mikey. And yeah. let's maybe just give our thoughts on all the winners. We already gave our thoughts in the pre-show, but let's start off on the actual main card here. Thoughts on Raw getting the win here? for the men's Survivor Series team. And
Roman being the lone survivor. Like you said, I like it. I like the story coming out of this that Roman ended up winning. Roman ended up being the lone survivor here and bringing out the victory for Raw. I think it could make it could help you later, you know?
Yes. Honestly,
I think this makes a better story than Raw, like, winning with, like, everybody, like, having, like, a dominant victory.
Yeah.
I think Roman Reigns being the lone survivor makes for a better stories down the line, personally.
Agreed. I think I had different ideas of who I wanted the lone survivor be if we weren't doing the kayfabe-wise of all this stuff. But I like this here. I like that Roman Reigns was the lone survivor. And we'll tie into it and talk about it later with Keith Lee losing his matchup. But I think, you know, if Roman Reigns wants to go back after Keith Lee, you know, we haven't seen Roman Reigns since Hell in a Cell, where Keith Lee returned.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's returned here. He's won his match. He's the lone survivor. Is it going to be a title match down the line? Probably. I mean, honestly, why not? Story's not over. I can tell more with it. Let's move right along into the mid-card titles. Sheamus versus Ricochet. Sheamus picks up the victory with the help of Tommaso Ciampa, who distracts Ricochet. Wow, Sheamus to get the win.
Yeah, I think that was a cool story bit that we added in there to work with the really rapid switch of dice rolls.
Yeah, really. It was, what was it? Because it was Sheamus when it went down to 10. And then literally, all of a sudden, Ricochet went from 20 to 0.
Yeah, it was like what? It was like Sheamus got hit with a big 1-2-3 from Ricochet, went down to like 11, and then Sheamus came back and just ended up getting a bunch of big hits.
Yeah, it only makes sense. Well, sorry, Sheamus, it only makes sense if Tommaso Ciampa gets a thing.
Yeah.
I like this. I like the fact that it is a story moment. I like the fact because it proves Sheamus right. Which, as a heel, is an interesting thing that, you know, what was... I want to see if I can find the exact phrasing that Sheamus said. He just won a title, and I plan on showing him just what it means to be a champion. Show him that everyone's gunning for that huge target that just put on his head. Even other champions, I'm going to show him that he's not ready to have that title. And guess what? Sheamus proved himself right by defeating Ricochet.
Yes.
So, good on Sheamus there. Plus, you know, Ricochet was going after him. Would Ricochet have won the title at all if Sheamus is still on Raw? Who knows? You know, the kayfabe stuff-wise. But Ciampa distracted Ricochet, so we'll see where this story goes.
Mm-hmm. After that, we have Shayna Baszler taking on Sasha Banks, and Shayna Baszler picks up the victory.
Yeah, I like this. It's like, it continues. I like that it rolls back to the Four Horsewomen of MMA with getting Ronda Rousey getting her, you know, redemption match win back with the help of Baszler here. It very much continues Shayna Baszler's reign of terror, honestly. Shayna Baszler has been number one for a very long time. And just, you know, bringing down Sasha Banks here did just that even more. What do you think?
Yeah, as much as I hate to see Sasha lose here, I think it makes the most sense, which is funny because it was random, but I do think Shayna Baszler winning here makes sense because it continues her dominance over on Raw, really proves the fact that she is possibly going to be champion for a long time, and it's going to take someone pretty big to take that from her.
I need a good, sizable, possible contender to take her down. It needs to be someone.
It's like if Sasha Banks couldn't do it, who's going to?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. I mean, who's the next highest woman on my Raw roster according to our Ocelot scores, according to our numbers? Well, Becky Lynch, but, you know, a little occupied. Rhea Ripley, actually, would be the next person. Their point differential here, so like the Ocelot scores or whatever, is a whole mathematical stuff. I don't want to talk about it too much. Basically, point differential here is 118.17.35. I can't even do math on a god dang calculator. I'm a god dang fool. 1639. Point differential of 178 points, where you only trade almost like 10 points a match. So it's quite a difference. So Rhea Ripley needs to go on a tear here. A little bit to me, a sizable challenge. Will it be Rhea Ripley? I guess we'll find out. We have another pay-per-view after this. Tag team division. LLC, the new champions with MVP versus Undisputed Era. Champions versus champions match. Mikey, thoughts on this?
This was interesting. I feel like this could have gone either way. But I'm glad Undisputed Era got the victory. I'm glad Bobby Fish coming back and bringing back Red Dragon was... I like to think that Bobby Fish being in here is what secured it.
Yeah, that's a good thought. You know, really tying together that teamwork between Fish and O'Reilly.
Yeah. Really bringing back, like, the core tag team of Undisputed Era there with Fish and O'Reilly.
Yeah. I don't really have, like, a huge, like, storyline take for this match. You know, I think, if anything, the storyline take is that, you know, Undisputed Era were a team longer. You know, none of the titles were on the line, so that part doesn't necessarily matter. But, like, you know, there's nothing I can really think of that really attributes to, like, a storyline take or anything. But it's a good win on Undisputed Era's part. So, sucks to suck, LLC. Would it have been different if Edge and Daniel Bryan were here? I mean, that's the question, I guess.
I don't know. Would the dice have rolled differently? Maybe.
Who knows? Champion versus champion, the big title. Sami Zayn defeating Keith Lee.
Yeah, that was... this is a surprise to me.
I would argue an upset.
Yeah, I would say so. Sami Zayn continuing his quest to be, quote, the greatest universal champion this company has ever seen. It's trying to cement his legacy by taking down Keith Lee and being the, what did he say last week, the ultimate champion of the WWE?
Yes, I want to say that's vaguely correct. For context.
Yeah, the ultimate champion of WWE from the promo last week.
Actually, not really an upset. According to our Ocelot scores, Sami Zayn is ranked 32, while Keith Lee is ranked 37.
I don't know, I would still call it an upset. Yeah. I'm still willing to say that Sami Zayn was the underdog.
It still doesn't feel like it, but yeah, Keith Lee's reign hasn't been as fruitful as I would have liked, and probably should
be. The crazy thing for me that I'm thinking of is that if it was face Sami Zayn, I could see this happening, but it's heel Sami Zayn, so I didn't expect it as much,
That's fair. And let's talk about Team SmackDown, winning the Women's Survivor Series match. Belair and Niven are your lone survivors. How do you feel about that, Mikey?
Very interesting. I like Niven. I like Bianca Belair and Niven. The NXT UK, NXT and NXT UK stars, holding it down for SmackDown, with all the main roster people getting knocked out pretty early with Charlotte Flair and Bliss. I like that Bianca Belair and Piper Niven were able to pick up the pieces.
Well, I mean, I guess it's hard to call them NXT people because literally every single person, except for Mickie James, is from the NXT.
That's true. No, you're right. Yeah, it's like the less known That's people. Fair. I don't know. It's hard for me to describe what I mean. But
no, I get you.
I think everyone understands.
I get you. I appreciate you giving the momentary story moment to have Morgan sort of lead to Ripley's elimination. I like that.
Yeah, I figured you would want to do something with that. So if I was, no matter what, before whoever got eliminated first, I was going to ask if you wanted to do something.
Yeah. But
because I figured you would want to fit something in there since you put them both on the team.
Well, let's talk about the fact that that I think is sort of crucial here is that I've asked you about your thoughts of the storyline, and you said that like you don't really know who's like being honest, who's telling the truth, what's really happening. I feel like this moment was sort of like that slip up for Morgan's front or whatever, where Morgan sort of led to Ripley's elimination here.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like that sort of aspect of like, you know, she didn't, you know, help Ripley, but I'm interested now to see, now that we've like physically seen something where Morgan did or did not do anything to help lead to Ripley's elimination, I'm interested to see how that unfolds out.
Yeah, me as well.
And I'm also praised to Belair and Niven. Niven has been someone that you've been pushing for a very long time, so I like that Niven gets a little more praise here. And I like Belair.
Yeah, this will definitely help the push.
Yeah, help the push even more. I like Belair getting the win here, too. Two, let's just say it, Mikey, I'll say it, two potential challengers, I would say, for this title.
Definitely, I would definitely put them up there.
Sasha Banks ranked number 4, Piper Niven ranked 15, Belair ranked 43. But I'm sure after this win, they all got bumped up even more. So we'll see. Niven actually might be way higher now because Sasha Banks would have dropped a bit. The Niven might have gotten higher as well, so maybe even closer. So maybe Niven is the next challenge. But only you can find out, folks, by subscribing to this podcast feed. Obviously, if you subscribe to this podcast feed, not only will you get this show every single Friday, where you can find out all those extra story moments and how they unfold, we'll continue doing this show, obviously. But also, if you subscribe to the Countout Podcast Network, you'll get bonus shows like G1 and Only, like Independent Waters, and more to come. Mikey, you want to talk about Independent Waters? What do you got to talk about?
Yeah, so Independent Waters is a show that comes out every Wednesday where me and Zach Batista find little hidden treasures from the independent wrestling scene and present them to you and give them our review so you guys can experience the independent scene with us as we discover the world of new wrestling. Me and Batista both came from very WWE heavy backgrounds when it comes to wrestling, so it's nice to be branching out like this and going into more independent stuff, seeing how different the wrestling is there than it is on TV, which is really cool. So come join us on that journey.
Yeah,
every Wednesday.
I like the idea of you all like sort of discovering, you know, going outside of the WWE bubble. I think if anything that has come out of 2020, I think that a lot of people feel a little burnt out by WWE, and maybe not burnt out is the word, but more of just like morally moved on, ethically moved on from WWE.
Morally, more, I feel like people are morally like diverging because they want the wrestling, but they still think the only place they can get wrestling like that is WWE. But it's like, no, just reach out a little bit. Go on YouTube. Go check out some indie stuff. Go listen to Independent Water so you can get some recommendations for some matches.
And I also feel like, and maybe you can speak to this, Mikey, at all for Independent Waters as well. But just round up the pitch here, but I feel like, you know, because I think there's something to say also in regards to the quality of watching WWE versus a lot of independent wrestling, whereas, you know, WWE's quality is, you know, squeaky clean, you know, HD resolution, you know, all this other stuff, you know, pyro and, you know, bright lights and lasers and all this crap, where I feel like some people are, you know, set off by independent wrestling because it's like, you know, shot with these handheld cameras and, you know, it's not as good quality or whatever sometimes, but do you feel like the quality of the production really, you know, really showcases the quality of the wrestling? Does that make sense?
I think so, because with indie wrestling, because it, like you said, it doesn't have like that, it doesn't have that $1 billion budget that WWE has or AEW has, right? It doesn't have that crazy production budget. It's not run by billionaires. It's run by just people who love wrestling.
Thousandaires.
And that's, yeah.
Debtors.
It's run by I don't want to use the term like normal people, but it's run by like you know, like people with just like us, basically, who just have a love of wrestling and have a little extra money in their pocket to run a cool wrestling business. And
we're talking deep indies, not like Ring of Honor or, you know, super indies kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like anybody, if you really love wrestling, anyone can start a promotion. And I personally like the lack of huge production value because it does put more focus on the wrestling itself. There's no like crazy. It's like sometimes there's no like crazy storylines you got to think you're paying attention to. Sometimes there's no like crazy pyro that's going to distract you. It's all in the ring right there. And I don't know. You just get more. And with these guys traveling from place to place, I feel like you just get more connected to indie wrestlers. You know, I feel like when you go to a show and it's like, hey, I know that guy from that other brand, like that's super cool. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, like when you see them on different promotions, I think it makes you feel almost like a groupie to like a rock star. Like, you know, like you're just following them around, they're bouncing around from promotion to promotion.
Yeah, I get that.
Taking bookings wherever they can. It just really makes you attached, and I think it is such a beautiful way to experience wrestling now. And it's not as predictable as WWE is. I could, if you sat me down in front of a WWE match, I could probably call it shot for shot at this point, like blow for blow. But in indie matches, it's always new. It's always exciting. They're always breaking out new offense, like to wow the
10 people that are in that crowd. The 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever, how many people are in that crowd. They're pulling out these crazy maneuvers, crazy spots, crazy sequences just to impress that crowd. But the thing, and they don't do that in WWE because it's safe, right? They already have that crowd. They have that they have that audience. They have all those people watching them.
Well, they have the sound. They don't have to push.
Guys. Exactly. They don't have to push the bar like the indie wrestlers do to get that attention. And I think that's what makes indie wrestling great. Sorry, I went off on a little bit of a tangent there.
I feel like independent wrestling is like Silicon Valley, where it's like it's cutting edge. And a lot of times you can have these big stars, but also you could have a lot of nonsense nothingness.
I mean, that's one of the, that's another thing about indie wrestling, right? It's just the waves of stars, how people like rotate in and out, and there's always new people to pay attention to, right? Yeah. In WWE, like you don't get that. There's not big stars anymore. There's no Stone Colds or The Rocks or Undertakers, Mankind. There's none of that. I feel like there's not really that much of that anymore.
Remember when Drew McIntyre became WWE champion last week and
in front of nobody.
But also like no, like last Monday he became WWE champion. Did anyone hear about it? Nah. Remember how there's a Survivor Series pay per view in real life and I keep forgetting about it? Like, I almost forgot to record the show with you today. I was like, oh yeah, Survivor Series.
All right, that's
the only thing that helps me remember that we have a pay per view coming up in WWE is this show.
Is when we record these episodes, yeah.
Don't forget, this is what we didn't even do on the show, but technically this is also the 30th anniversary of The Undertaker, and so it's going to be as like a last moment or whatever, his last farewell. Didn't even do that on the show.
Whoops.
Didn't even talk about it, didn't even do it. I mean, who cares?
Listen. Yeah, it's
anyways, go listen to G1 and Oli.
Also, Ryan, what's G1 and Only?
No, we don't have time.
I went really deep into indie waters.
We don't have time. Just listen, check it out. There's a trailer. You can go check it out. It's on our YouTube channel. It's on our podcast feed. Go check that out if you need any more info. But I wanted to dunk on The Undertaker real quickly. Remember those on Hot Ones recently? I thought that was a good interview, but I just thought it was funny.
That ends this. Let's wrap this episode up with a nice little bow.
What an episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this pay-per-view special of Hit the Books. Again, subscribe to this podcast feed so you can get all more episodes as they come out. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. It would help us out a lot. And help you out, obviously. If you know, the more shows you review, the more, it's iTunes algorithms able to recommend stuff to you, or whether it be iTunes or Spotify or what have you. It's a better way for you to be recommended things. You know, it's all part of those algorithms world that we live in and whatnot. So we would appreciate it at the very least. It takes no time whatsoever to go check that out. Thank you again, everybody, for listening. We'll be back this Friday for an all new episode of Hit the Books. Very excited for how that show is going to come out, coming out of Survivor Series. Mikey, thank you so much. As always, we'll see everybody next Friday.
Go support indie wrestling. Fuck WWE.
What an ending. Anyways, we'll see you this Friday for our WWE rewrite show. This Friday. I just love it. I love you, Mikey. See you, everybody.
Love you too, buddy.
Until then, we got two words for ya.
Book it.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.